Meet Reed Lance Rosenthal, rancher, number one best-selling award-winning author, and unabashedly, unapologetically, on the right side of the outstanding issues of our generation. But don't try to fence him in. Sometimes his positions will surprise you, because Reed is definitely his own man, with his own opinions. You might love him, you might hate him, but you won't be able to stop listening. Step over to the right side with Reed.
Happy Saturday, folks. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. It's really the Saturday after Thanksgiving, isn't it? You know, we have much to give thanks for. And then, of course, there's some things that we should say we should unthank for. And then there's some things that we should say no thanks to. But this show today... I want to bring something to your attention. Actually, several things. Excuse my little cough. I've been out on cold and snowy mountainsides chasing elk. I think it was 10 below this morning. And it's, or yesterday morning. And it was nippy, but beautiful. So, we have a president... And we have his top advisor, Miss Jarrett, Tehran-born Muslim Miss Jarrett. And then, of course, we have his wife, Michelle, I think Rush Limbaugh calls her, who is, shall we say, vitriolic at times. Miss Jarrett, who is cunning and secretive, but with a mission. And the mission... Do you know what alliteration is? My producer's nodding. You know, kind of when you have the same word that sounds the same, it starts with an M. Mission Muslim. Barack Obama has demonstrated over 7 years that he will tell any lie to achieve an end. You know, long, long ago, back in the early 80s, I dealt with folks from the Middle East. I'm not going to, and I can't give you all the details, but I learned in my dealings that it's actually honorable over there in many, if not most, cultures to lie to deceive an enemy, to lie to achieve an objective, to lie to succeed in business, and to lie to promote an ideology. Honorable. This is a different culture than ours. Now, I realize a lot of the folks on the left, some of whom are allied with Islamists, I've talked about that in previous shows, go back and listen to them, the unholy alliance between the extreme left and radical Muslims. And some, because it's just how their brain functions. They really can't get it through their heads. Liberals I'm talking about right now, not progressives. Progressives are a whole different, much darker breed. Liberals really can't get it through their heads that there's actually people that don't think like them. You know, they regard that possibility, the possibility of them being wrong, the possibility of somebody wishing ill to what the progressive believes, as it's unfathomable, right? It's kind of how they look at conservatives. Those people really can't exist. Those ideas make no sense. Therefore, if we just keep espousing our ideas and the lies to promote our ideas, eventually everybody will see the wisdom in it. And then, of course, you have people who are brilliant like Barack Obama, our friend Barry, who's figured out that if you get people far enough along a given path, there's really no turning back. He's done it with Obamacare. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your hospital. The amount of money you pay for insurance will go down. There is no quote unquote death panel. There's just a board that rations health care. You either deserve it or you don't. You live or you die. But it's not a death panel. And he's done it with the military because he wants to downsize and weaken this military. So he pretends to care. He talks about American military strength with feigned reverence. He attends all the right ceremonies and pins the Medal of Honor on well-deserving young men and women. Once in a while, you know, when it doesn't interfere with his golf game, he'll go over to a military hospital for some photo ops. But in reality, while he's espousing all this nonsense, the VA is in shambles. The guy he appointed who was supposed to be Mr. Fix-It, remember all the hoopla from Barry about Mr. Fix-It? Hasn't fired a single person in a year and gave out $56 million in bonuses. And that's not to say there isn't a handful of VA hospitals that actually work. But let's face it, folks, the majority don't. Our vets are treated like caca. I've brought you shows about that. We could do a zillion shows, horror stories. Vets waiting for care until they die, literally. Or until their affliction can no longer be cured or compensated for. This is a man who espouses military power, but promotes gays in the Army coming out of the closet. And I'm not saying there may not be many valiant gays in the Army. I don't know. But do you think that does a lot for morale? I mean, you gay folks, you have every right to be gay if that's what you want to be. But you know, you are a minority. And if 99 or 97 or 96, whatever the percentage is, I don't think anybody really knows, of the armed forces are straight and a small minority are gay, I would think that that probably does something to morale if it becomes an issue. And it becomes an issue if there's disclosure. And if there's no disclosure, then everybody minds their own business, and they do what they do, and more power to everybody. And then, of course, he forces the Army to pay for transsexual operations. In other words, while he's espousing all this nonsense about his reverence for the military and his concern for veterans, his Department of Homeland Security is putting out papers calling veterans, and I kid you not, in fact, next week I'm going to post some articles on it, veterans and conservative thinkers are a greater danger, you can't make this up, are a greater danger than Muslim radicals. Remember, the word Islamist, Islam, jihad, radical extremist Muslim, Muslim terrorist, does not exist. Because Barry, with Valerie, brought in at your taxpayer expense Muslim Brotherhood folks who have permeated all layers of military, military intelligence, and civilian intelligence, and changed training books. Now, This is not the actions of somebody who wants to keep a strong military. And now we're at the point where it will be some time before this military can be rebuilt under proper leadership. And you know, I don't know if many of you know this, but I've talked about it. There's actually a paper that exists written by the Muslim Brotherhood about how to take over Western civilization from within. Let's go back through this, shall we? Barack Obama withdrew the troops from Iraq despite all the advice, including from the commanders of the military that he so loves. You know, in a speech about a week ago, he was talking about, if somebody thinks that they have better intel than what I get from my Joint Chiefs of Staff, then they should come up with a plan. Well, number one, he's kind of replaced a lot of his Joint Chiefs of Staff, but putting that aside, that's kind of a compliment to the Army. He's touting their abilities. And you'll see where I'm going with this in just a moment, because there's really two tangents to it. So despite all this advice from everybody under the sun to not withdraw all the troops from Iraq and create a void, despite the admonitions of about everybody under the sun, including his military, he and Hillary, this is really the pillory Barry, or the Barry pillory foreign policy, went in and took out Libya and then stopped, creating another vacuum. Only because he's a narcissist and he has to keep up the charade did he finally, reluctantly, agree to keep 5,000 troops in Afghanistan. He's going to pull them all out this year. 5,000 troops. How would you like to be one of those 5,000 troops? Surrounded by hundreds of thousands of hostile folks. And a Taliban army that's rapidly being infiltrated and taken over by ISIS. Commanded no less by several of the people who used to be at Gitmo but got traded for an army deserter. I'm not sure I want to be in that situation. So he left enough troops there that the number was 5 and the number was 1,000. He didn't leave enough troops there to do anything, folks. He's created another vacuum. He drew a red line in Syria. Remember that Hillary Clinton called Assad a reformer when she, her first year as Secretary of State, Googled up, she was his darling. She went over and met with him. He's a reformer. He's going to be terrific. Nobody believed that. The Civil War was just beginning. And now, Barry and Pillory and Valerie, they want to take Assad out and create yet another vacuum. And we know what's filled the vacuum. What's filled the vacuum is ISIS, which is really kind of Al-Qaeda in a time warp. Now, you would think, with all this wonderful intelligence that Barry has, if he's not on the golf course, that he would know what's going to happen, particularly with, like, everybody in the entire planet saying it was going to, and common sense telling you that it would. Yet he keeps repeating it. In other words, feeding the strength, feeding the territorial gain, feeding the space in which they can operate and maintain of ISIS. We know about the Iran deal. I'm not going to belabor that here. And folks, I know some of you are going to say, but Iran is the enemy. Yeah, they are the enemy. They're our enemy, and they're the enemy of ISIS. But do you see, everything is done for show. The things that give you some heart, like leaving 5,000 troops in Afghanistan, it's all for show. There's not enough to undermine the basic goal. There's just enough to stop the cratering in the polls so that he can nudge to the next step. So I don't know if you know this, but you know, there's two types of jihad. There's violent jihad. That is kind of ISIS terrorism, etc., etc., etc. And then there is something called hijra. And if I mispronounce that, my apologies. It's H-I-J-R-A-H. Do you know what hijra is? It's jihad by immigration. Let's follow this to the next logical step, shall we? So Barry creates this void. He knows quite well. I mean, he has the intelligence apparatus of the United States at his disposal. That 10 to 15% of the population are ethnic minorities like the Yazidis or Christians. There's a fair percentage of moderate Muslims. Let's call it 50% of the Muslim population. And all these people are going to get hammered by the group that he's ceding power to. And I might add, arming also. And what would somebody who's brilliant, with all this intelligence at his disposal, what do you think they would deduce as to what was going to happen to those people and what those people's reaction were going to be? They would flee. Right? They would become refugees. They would exit the area. Once again, leaving less and less moderates of whatever religion or whatever belief or whatever ethnicity, and more and more, by default, of the radical breed. You know, the JV team. The folks that Barry and his crew secretly admire, the freedom fighters against colonial power and social injustice. The little guys standing up to the nasty Western world. So, hijra, jihad by immigration, now has 4 million foot soldiers, the number of refugees fleeing that area. Could the refugees be kept there even with this incredible series of coincidental, repeated mistakes? And I use the word mistakes advisedly. Moves would be better. Calculated moves would be even better. Premeditated, calculated moves, I think, hits it on the button. Yes, they could be kept there. You establish a no-fly zone. You establish a safe area. Because you want those people there. Not only don't you want them over in Western civilizations, which creates all sorts of instability for all sorts of reasons, including the clash of cultures and danger of infiltration by terrorists. But you want them over there because if you truly wanted to win and truly believed you wanted to win, you'd know that there'd come a day when ISIS is on its knees. And you'll need the Yazidis and the Christians and the moderate Muslims to repopulate the area and stabilize it. Otherwise, you have an area, a huge area, that has nothing but radical Muslims in it. I think they call that a caliphate. So does Barry want to establish a no-fly zone? Nope. Does Barry want to lift the rules of engagement of this military that he's so proud of and so honored to be commander-in-chief of? Nope. Does he want to send in any troops? Not that I'm saying that's the right thing. No, he sends 50 special forces. 50. Let's put that in perspective. Since Barry started purposely screwing this up over there with the withdrawal from Iraq compounded by Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Libya, Afghanistan, not standing behind the red line that he drew in Syria, sending SOP carry out to negotiate, you know, a non-conflict agreement. Gee, how's that working out for you, Vladimir? Did Turkey sign on to that agreement? No. No, you see, this jihad by immigration, the hijra, that's really the goal. That's the goal of Barry and Valerie and crew, the Muslim Brotherhood crew. This is all part of a plan, folks. This is why he is steadfast in that they're coming to this country. That's why he exhorts other Western leaders to do more. That's why he actually stands in front of the TV cameras and tells us that ISIS is contained the morning of the Paris attacks, several days after the Russian plane was lost, and just about a week after the Yemen bombings. And you know, not only does he know it's not contained, he knows exactly what the makeup of the so-called refugees, the three-year-old orphans and widows that he talks about. And all you have to do is look at the videos. Go to Google. Call up videos of Syrian refugees and watch it. You tell me what the percentage is. I gave you percentages last week from several sources, including the Clarion Project, and I hope you looked up their website. 24% is the lowest that I can find. If you look at those videos, I think 24% is way understated. 50, 60, 70% young, military-aged, looking very fit men. And they're showing up everywhere. The Mexican border, the Honduras, the Netherlands. Oh, yes. This is hijra. Jihad by immigration, and it is on purpose. And everything that Barry has done over there, besides empowering Iran, has been done to get to this moment. And he's not going to let a little thing like 80% of the American population not wanting it and a lopsided vote in the House stand in his way. Oh, no. Because not only does Barry know best, but Barry's not on our side, folks. Do you understand that? He's not on our side. You know, this last week I saw 5 articles with the word treason in them. I think I brought it up about a month ago. I had seen 3 articles that week with the word treason in it. Prior to that, maybe I'd see 1 article every 3 months with the word treason in it, or they'd dance on the head of a pin and describe treason without naming it. Oh, heaven forbid. But that's what it is. They talk about this bombing campaign. We've flown more sorties than any other country. Well, listen, Russia in 1 month has caught up. They have flown, in terms of actually dropping ordnance, they're now up to about 30% of what we've done in a year and a half. I told you last week The French and the Russians are bombing headquarters command and control in Raqqa, the ISIS headquarters, using coordinates we've had for a year that Barry and White House crew refused, because of the rules of engagement, to allow our planes to bomb. In the meantime, ISIS grows in power. Tens of thousands of people are dying every month. You know, the death toll over there now is officially 300,000 plus. I think it's probably closer to 500,000. But Barry cares, you know. He cares about us. He cares about all those poor people over there. He's outraged when a single youth loses his life in XYZ city. But where's the outrage over 500,000 people that died at his hands? Not that his hands closed around their throat in the form of torture, terror, rape, kidnapping, mass graves, etc. But by inactivity, by inaction, he allowed it to happen. Because the end justifies the means, Saul Alinsky. And the end, folks, begins with Hijra. And empowering the believers in the 12th Imam who believe that you have to have Armageddon. You have to have worldwide conflict for the 12th Imam to come. I mean, everything he does supports these groups. These are not mistakes. And he forgot to tell you, as he's looking into the camera with those big brown eyes, he forgot to tell you that all those sorties that he proudly thumps his chest over, did you know 75% of them return to base not having dropped a bomb because literally the target is nixed by the White House staff? And I think you've heard about this intelligence thing. I mean, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. It's slowly making its way into the mainstream media. I think I brought it to your attention about 6 weeks ago. We're 50 analysts, thank God, Thanksgiving. And we'll get there in this show. Thank God for those 50 analysts, those intelligence analysts who blew the whistle on the illegal and treasonous distortion of their intelligence that ISIS was ever gaining in strength and kicking our butts. And you know, now it's been tracked back to the White House. We don't know quite where, when, and who, but I got a feeling that Ben Rhodes, that pompous snotball, 25, 26-year-old fine arts degree, progressive, lying scumbag, who's our assistant national security director. And then, of course, we have lying Susan Rice of the Benghazi video fame and others. And I think they, at the direction of Barry and Valerie, nixed these bombings. And it's under a guise, as everything is. It's always under a guise. Obamacare was under the guise of insuring the poor defenseless who couldn't insure themselves. What he's done to the military is under the guise of making the military stronger by making it more diverse and more accepting. His climate control is under the guise of clean water and clean air as the EPA runs illegally and unconstitutionally amok. There's always a guise. And the guise for Hijra are, and I'll use his words, 3-year-old orphans and widows. You look at those videos, folks. Your eyes ain't lying. But somebody is. And then he talks about our air campaign, where his White House is stopping 75% of the missions from dropping bombs. And then in the last week, you know, they put out for 3 years taking out the oil. And they still haven't taken out the oil fields from which ISIS derives its revenue, about $1 billion a year, and which artificially lowers the price of oil because they're selling oil for $40 on the spot market. Let me ask a question. Does Barry like fossil fuels? I think you know the answer to that. He hates them. By the way, that's a whole nother guy's. But he hates them. And you know, if ISIS is dumping oil at $40 a barrel, in the midst of this huge resurgence in American production, what's going to happen? Prices are going to drop. And when prices drop, what's going to happen to all these independents, which comprise, you know, 80% of our oil production, folks? It's not Exxon and Texaco. It's that wildcatter out there betting everything on a well. What's going to happen to them? They're going to go under. He kind of kills two birds with one stone. They're really good at that. He puts a dagger in the back of an industry he hates, number one. That weakens the American economy, number two. That's social justice because America sinks relative to the rest of the world, number three. We continue to import oil and therefore spend money, send money to all those poor, underdeveloped countries like Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and all his buddies over there in the Mideast. Redistribution of wealth, that's number four. Puts his good buddy Iran back on their feet. Number five. And their oil, by the way, will further depress oil prices, exacerbating his winning on these other points. Understand, he, in his mind, he's winning. You understand that the loss of jobs in the United States, the lack of energy independence in the United States, the demise of all these poor wildcatters, this is all good. That's how he thinks. Understand that there are people who don't think like you. They don't think like you about land, about freedom, about private property rights, about religious freedom, free speech. They don't think like you. There's people who don't think like you, and you're not going to convince them. The best you can hope for is they kind of stay over in their corner and do whatever the hell they want, and they leave you alone in your corner and you get to do whatever you want. But that's not going to happen either, because people like that, they know best, and they're going to come over to your corner. They can't be ignored. So, over the last week, after waiting 3 years to do it, while hundreds of thousands of people died, for which you almost never hear him say a word, and you don't hear Verily Jarrett say a peep, you don't hear Susan Rice say a peep, or snotty Ben Rhodes say, because they don't care. They really don't care. These same widows and orphans, to the extent they exist, were made widows and orphans by Barry himself. This refugee crisis was almost single-handedly concocted by Barry and his crew. Last week, they finally started bombing the oil tankers that run this black market oil from the fields to the market. They don't want to bomb the fields. Do you know what the guise is? It's environmentally unsound. You'd have like fires and methane gas and all that kind of nasty stuff. And people would be breathing bad air. Oh, well, maybe 10,000 people wouldn't be killed this month over there. Riddle me this, Batberry. Is it better to breathe bad air or not breathe? I think we all know the answer to that. So he dropped pamphlets. You can't make this up. American warplanes on their first pass dropped pamphlets telling everybody in the area they were going to bomb to get out of there immediately. Then they flew 2 to 3 warning passes. And then finally they bombed the ISIS facilities, trucks, etc. I will guarantee you that's no way to fight a war. If you really want to win. It's a good way to fight a war if you want to lose. And of course you get to use the guise that you've increased the air campaign. It's always a guise. Always a guise. So you have Syria, and then you have ISIS, where he took no action when he could have wiped them out a year and a half ago as they were massing to go into Iraq. You have increasing deaths and mayhem. You have this entire crew, Hillary, Sop Kerry, the whole nine yards, telling us it has nothing to do with Islam. Do they really believe if they say that enough, we're going to believe it? I think they do. On one hand, this guy stands up in front of us, insulting us once again, looks earnest, delivers his usual nonsense rhetoric, and tells us that we should be ashamed to not help the widows and orphans he's created. Yet there's not one mention of the 300,000 people that have died in that same delivery. In other words, you'd think that if he cared so much about these widows and orphans, they wouldn't be widows and orphans, or they would be protected where they were made widows and orphans. Don't you think? I mean, you got to look behind the veil. And then radical Islam. Okay, so this is if we call them radical Islamists, radical jihad, radical Muslims, then we're going to help ISIS recruit. This is the same guy who, this year, folks, 10 months ago, called ISIS JV. I mean, I'm not sure. I think, number one, they don't look at the video, what they've said in the past. Number two, I don't think they care what they've said in the past. And number three, they're relying on 50%, they hope, of the American public being stupid enough to believe them every time they change their tune or come up with another hypocrisy. So we're warning now, Mr. President, about increasing recruiting to the JVs, are we? Right. You betcha. And that's why, folks, tisk, tisk, tisk. Do not, never, under any circumstances, use the words radical Islam. Because if you say that, 10 people in your neighborhood are going to go join ISIS. And then Kerry, who is just moronic. I mean, really. I mean, it's just, you watch him with your mouth open. Kerry, who's been telling us about how safe things are, how wonderful things are, and the Iran deal, and the peace, and this and that. He was actually quoted about his thoughts on a major terror attack in the United States, and I quote, "Not if, but when," unquote. Well, which is it? We got these guys on the ropes. We got them on the run. We've achieved peace for generations with this deal with Iran. But now a major terror attack? According to the same guy who told us how good things were? Is not if, but when? Really? Just in 60 days? You know.